On the phone is Leah DeCesare. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Mike and Cindy. Great to be with you this morning.
Good morning.
You've got a brand new book out called Forks, Knives, and Spoons. We're going to talk about that in just a bit, but let's get a background on you.
So I studied advertising and marketing in Newhouse and management, and then being the overachiever that I am, I added on a degree in French because I didn't want to stop taking French.
Okay.
So I made it a degree, too.
Now, how many books have you written?
So this is my third. It's my first novel, but I've written Naked Parenting, Seven Keys to Raising Kids with Confidence, and then Naked Parenting, Guiding Kids in a Digital World.
Wow.
Okay.
So this is a novel, Forks, Knives, and Spoons. Does it take place in Syracuse?
It does. It starts out, so I'd say the first, little bit more than a third, maybe, takes place at Syracuse University.
Is it like an autobiography in a way?
Not really, but I do think a lot of fiction comes from life. So okay. The actual nugget that is true was that my dad did take me away before, my dad and mom, out to dinner before going off to Syracuse. And my dad told me his last-ditch effort for his oldest daughter, you know, there are three types of guys, forks, knives, and spoons. So that kernel is what became the book.
Three types of guys, forks, knives, and spoons.
I can't wait to learn these types.
What did he mean by that?
So I'm not sure. I think it was pretty off the cuff, and it was just like a desperate attempt to give his daughter some life lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had to be sitting at a table where there were forks, knives, and spoons. So.
That's how it came out. So, yeah, the forks are your the cocky, arrogant players, the cheaters. You know them, Cindy, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. And then the spoons are sort of like nerdy, geeky, but geeky of the 80s, not like the cool geeky of today. And the spoons might also be the kind of guy who doesn't have a job, maybe like a kind of a loser. Mm. But the biggest category is the knife category, where I'm sure we'll find you, Mike. Uh-oh. And that's where girls will find their perfect guy, somewhere in the knife category.
Wow. I'm
like
flattered.
Butter knives and paring knives and butcher knives and steak knives.
You got it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
You got
stilettos
it completely.
And,
okay.
I always thought of myself more like a spoon, but if you want to consider me a knife, that's fine. All we are to you is simply eating utensils.
Yeah.
That's what guys are.
So we have to take it as a metaphor, Mike, just the way it's been. I know. It's funny how I think a lot of men always want to know, well, what am I? And am I a spoon? What does it fit? But yeah, I know if this was flipped the other way around, objectifying women this way would not be, wouldn't be as cool, would it?
It wouldn't be politically correct.
No, not at all.
We've evolved from that.
I'm not into political correctness. I think we've taken it too far. Let's have some fun. Let's laugh. Let's take it for what it's meant to be. And really, the book, in the end, it actually has a fairly feminist statement, I would say. Is really, it's about these young women. Yes, it's a lot of fun finding their way through heartbreak and romance and soulmates using this silly system. But in the end, they learn to believe in themselves without tying their value to a man. So that's really what the message is.
I like that.
Does anybody become a spork?
Oh, yeah, there's a spork in the book. Yeah.
Oh, great.
A nerdy guy who thinks he's a fork. So he's actually cocky, arrogant, but he's really a spoon.
Wow.
That's good.
That is funny. Funny stuff. Well, I've read the reviews of the book, and the reviewers love it. It's like sitting down with your best friend just to talk about guys. And
thanks. Yeah, I've been very, very pleased. Because this is something that you do. Writers work very much in isolation, and then you put your baby out into the world for other people to read and judge. And so it's always so rewarding and a bit of a relief to have people really enjoying it and saying such lovely things about it. So,
how many pages is it?
392, I think it clocks in at. But
any pictures?
No pictures, no.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Well, just want to know the whole picture.
The spoon was concerned that he couldn't handle the book.
I just want to see what it looks like in my head. So where's it available? At Barnes & Noble or on your website or where?
Yeah, sure. It's all through any online outlet. I know Syracuse University Bookstore is going to be carrying it. Hopefully some of the other bookstores in the area. It's available for purchase for any bookstore through traditional channels. So
okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll find it out there and in libraries, too.
Good.
Forks, knives, and spoons. If somebody wants to buy it online today, like after we're done with this interview, can they buy it right now?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Amazon shipped early. The pub date is officially April 18th, but a lot of my friends have already finished it, read it. It's been posting all over Facebook, people who've gotten it already. Amazon shipped the pre-orders early. So
nice.
That's a good bet. Yeah.
So basically you can buy it today before it's published.
you can. can. You can, yes. And the audiobook's coming out soon. Ebook's available on the 18th.
Her name is Leah De Cesare. How do you say it?
Beautiful, Mike. Yeah, De Cesare. Beautiful.
De Cesare.
You got it.
Anyway, Leah will look for it, okay? People, look it up, because I think you'll have a great read. It's called Forks, Knives, and Spoons. Congratulations.
I so appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Sunny Spotlight
this
morning.
Have a great day.
102.1, Sunny 102.